Awake yet? Nothing like a room full of bells and horns to keep any thoughts of sleep at bay. Welcome to Classical Music Spotlight as we look at a CD from the Naxos Wind Band Classic series, a new, and some would say long overdue project, to look at the world of music for wind ensembles. Today's CD, including that opening music just arrived in such a dramatic fashion, features the very fine Peabody Conservatory Wind Ensemble under the direction of Harlan D. Parker. And that was the very opening of La Fiesta Mexicana by the American composer Herbert Owen Reed. Music by Herbert Owen Reed. Most people, including those who play in bands, don't realize that they are but the latest participants in a very old tradition. As far back as the 13th century, that would be the 1200s, various kinds of bands were used for dances and other festive occasions. These early bands didn't look much like today's wind ensemble. They consisted mostly of trumpets and drums and shawms, that's an early ancestor of the modern oboe, and eventually, well, trombones were added. These were simple instruments without all of the keys and valves and extra plumbing that modern wind instruments have. But they were very portable and could be called upon to provide that extra oomph at any occasion. For centuries, any noble household worth its salt kept their own wind ensemble on staff, just as they had cooks and gardeners and servants, to provide entertainment for family and guests. The military also adopted wind bands in a big way, especially after hearing the Turkish Janissary bands. Those were Middle Eastern military bands that included wind instruments and all kinds of percussion instruments. By the early 1800s, the wind bands had become something resembling today's concert bands, though with a few more old-fashioned instruments. But distinct national styles also developed, so that there are now very many different styles of band music: British, Scandinavian, and of course, American. Though in this case, La Fiesta Mexicana, it's American with a touch of Chile. Here is a bit of the second movement of La Fiesta, showing the more reflective side of the wind ensemble. Music by Herbert Owen Reed. When I was a young horn student, I had a chance to play in a couple of really good bands, and through them came to love this kind of ensemble. A good wind ensemble can produce an astonishing range of colors and sounds, and every dynamic range from extreme quiet to roaring climaxes that may take the back out of a normal concert hall. Bands also know how to have fun. The good ones always look like they're having the time of their lives. And why not when you're playing something like this? It's the final movement of La Fiesta Mexicana. Imagine Herb Alpert visiting the conservatory. ¶¶ La Fiesta Mexicana. Great fun, but not the only music on this CD. There's also a serenade for wind instruments by Arthur Bird, a smaller piece for pairs of flutes and oboes and bassoons and horns, first performed by George Longhi and his Woodwind Club in 1902. That was in Boston. Longhi was the principal oboe of the Boston Symphony, though today's citizens of that city are more likely to recognize his name from the Longhi School of Music, the fine music school that he founded in 1915. Music by Arthur Bird. Wind ensembles can do many things well, from parks to parades and marches to concert music. But perhaps most of all, they are terrific at conveying drama, bracing over-the-top drama, which makes arranging pieces like Carmina Burana for wind ensemble seem plain sensible. After all, this is a collection of secular tunes from medieval times, most of them celebrating such timeless and frowned-upon activities as drinking and partying and lovemaking. Sounds a lot like first-year university, doesn't it? Anyway, here's the very opening of Carmina Burana, and fair warning, it is loud. The opening of Carmina Burana. Over the course of this piece, composer Karl Orff draws inspiration from a number of different medieval texts, some in Latin, some in German, and some in French. But all of the settings have a refreshing musical directness that works well even in this band arrangement without singers and words. This next section, complete with hunting horn calls, is called Floret Silva Nobilis, the Noble Forest. That's from Carmina Burana. Karl Orff wrote this piece in the years 1935 and 36, and based it on poems he found in the Burana Codex, a manuscript collection of some 1,000 or so poems and songs from the 13th century. The manuscript was originally found at the Benediktbum Abbey, about 30 miles south of Munich, but it now makes its home at the Bayerische Staatsbibliothek in Munich. Considering the wars and plagues and various other horrors that have happened over all of those centuries, it's kind of amazing this collection survived at all. Here's another brief fanfare number called Were the World All Mine. Music by Karl Orff with the outstanding musicians of the Peabody Conservatory Wind Ensemble. Peabody Conservatory, part of Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, was founded in 1857 by philanthropist George Peabody. Boy, we love to have people like that around. It makes it one of the older music schools in the United States. Over the years, everyone from Tchaikovsky to Stravinsky has dropped by either to visit or to teach, or perhaps to hear the fine wind ensemble. I don't know what the wind ensemble sounded like 100 years ago when Tchaikovsky visited, but I can say that the current version under conductor Harlan Parker is one crack ensemble. They capture the spirit of music perfectly while delivering performances of great virtuosity and fun. In this particular music, it's the solo euphonium having the fun in a piece called I Am the Abbot. I am the Abbot. Actually, I'm not the Abbot at all, but that piece was. And it's from a new release in the Naxos Wind Band Classic series. Given the amount of music written for band and the sheer numbers of people involved in bands, it only makes sense for someone to record this major repertoire. And as is so often the case, Naxos seems ready to take on the challenge. Over the coming months, I'll be sure and provide updates on some of their new band recordings, but for now, here's a bit more of Carmina Burana. This is titled Fortune, Empress of the World. All of the music in today's podcast comes from a new CD with the Peabody Conservatory Wind Ensemble, playing works by Carl Orff, Arthur Bird, and Herbert Owen Reed. Fun listening, and a terrific gift for any young band musicians in your life. These youngsters could do far worse than grow up listening to this kind of playing. The CD is available through all fine retailers, online retailers, and major music download sites. The Naxos catalog number is 8.570242. Well, that's all for now. This is Classical Music Spotlight. I'm Raymond Bechet. To go out, here's the very end of Carmina Burana. Crank up the volume and let her rip.